Well, good morning, everyone. And it's lovely to be with you this morning. Just one notice before we begin, and that is a week on Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday. And we will be having a service to mark this occasion at 7:30 in the evening on Wednesday, the 17th of February. It would be lovely to see you there. We're going to be on Zoom, I think. The same numbers, Alan? Same ID?
I think that'd be best, yeah.
Yeah. So do come along to that if you are able. That would be great. Let's be still for a moment as we remember why we have come to worship this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
I will sing to the Lord of my life.
I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Praise the Lord.
We sing together our opening hymn, To God Be the Glory. Wherever we have come from this morning, whatever we've been doing, and however the week has been, I'm sure there have been times when we have fallen short of the glory of God. And so we come to our confession now. Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. Lord God, our Maker and Redeemer, this is your world and we are your people. Come among us and save us. We have willfully misused your gifts of creation. Lord, be merciful.
Forgive us our sin.
We have seen the ill treatment of others and have not gone to their aid. Lord, be merciful.
Forgive us our sin.
We have condoned evil and dishonesty and failed to strive for justice. Lord, be merciful.
Forgive us our sin.
We have heard the good news of Christ, but have failed to share it with others. Lord, be merciful.
Forgive us our sin.
We have not loved you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, be merciful.
Forgive us our sin.
May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
As God's forgiven people, we sing his praise in the words of our next two songs, His Mercy Is More and The Splendour of the King.
His mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum, thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Your patience would wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness,
splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
Andrew, now to bring us our reading from Colossians. Thank you, Andrew.
The lesson is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and beginning at verse 15. The supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Andrew. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I have the first picture, please, Alan? It should be on the next screen. It is an August summer evening on the Norfolk coast, and the sky is flooded with the fiery red of the setting sun. Next picture, please. It is the stunning view from halfway up a mountain in the Lake District. A great motivation for reaching the summit. Next picture, please. It is the face of a much loved baby smiling back at you. Thank you, Ellen. All examples there of moments when God invites us to delight in his creation, to enjoy with him the world he has made and the people who surround us. Moments when innocence and joy that was there at the beginning are restored. And we know ourselves to be children of God, walking with him in his love and light. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems there are a lot of very fed up people around at the moment, a bit of pandemic fatigue. And I include myself in that, I will admit. Perhaps this is a time to ask ourselves if we have lost the sense that God delights and rejoices in us, the human race, his creation. Maybe now is a good time to reflect on how we might respond to God, whose love for us is so strong that he chose to come and live among us, to restore us and to heal us. Now, there were three passages of scripture that I could have chosen to preach on this morning. The other two being John chapter 1 and Proverbs 8. John chapter 1, the first 14 verses begin, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning." This reading expresses the great mystery which is at the heart of our faith, that the God who became human was also there at the beginning of creation, commanding its existence. If we'd have read the book of Proverbs 8, it's full of light, beauty, and joy, as the voice of wisdom talks about rejoicing in the world at the very beginning of creation. If you hear the voice of wisdom, you will see Jesus. The reading we've just heard read this morning from Colossians continues this theme, reminding us that Christ was there at the beginning, and Christ holds all things together. Christ is supreme. Now things are no longer as they were at the beginning, unspoiled, but God still delights in the human race. He still delights in each one of us. And it's in the nature of love, in the nature of God, who is relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he wants to enjoy relationship with us. God wants the very best for us. And Jesus was there at the beginning of it all. The whole point of creation, it seems, was to create an environment where God can meet with us. So Jesus comes to live among us, to draw us to himself. In Jesus, we see what God is like in human form, concerned about people's lives and welfare, willing to forgive and heal, always ready to offer a new start with new possibilities opening before us, just as it was in the beginning. If God delights in us, then surely it matters to him how we respond. Cardinal Basil Hume says in his book, Mystery of the Incarnation, that we mustn't worry about whether or not we have love for God. We just need to remember the simple truth that God is in love with each one of us. And it's quite an amazing thought, isn't it? That each of us can say, God is in love with me. God delights in me. When we know that, it's the beginning. It's a mustard seed of faith which will grow and begin to change and transform our lives. That is what we as Christians are about, being transformed into the likeness of Christ. There have been several moments in my own life where this realization has struck me anew. And one such moment happened about 11 years ago, 2010. I began to hear God calling me into full-time Christian ministry. And at first that revolved around children, young people, and families. But it became quite apparent early on in that ministry that God had other plans. Well, those plans weren't quite obvious to me, but certainly to others around me. I remember my incumbent at the time asking me to preach. The look of shock on my face must have been a picture. Wasn't very keen, but I agreed on the grounds that, well, if I was rubbish, then he wouldn't ask me again. Well, it didn't quite work out like that. And to quote my incumbent in feedback, his words were, that wasn't half bad. Well, as time went on, I preached again and again. And so began the slow and constant prodding from God. I met up with a vocations advisor who suggested my calling was to ordained ministry. I looked my vocations advisor straight in the eye with a definite, this is never going to happen. As I have learned, although I do sometimes forget, you should never say never to God. Because God likes a challenge and he doesn't take no for an answer. God wants you to do something. He will find a way of making it happen. You see, when we truly believe that God is in love with us, that seed of faith is planted. But it's not something necessarily that happens overnight. We probably each of us spend our whole life receiving God's invitations, and we'll probably miss a few because we can't, or we won't watch and listen for the voice of God. Or maybe, like me, you recognise the invitation, but you're just a bit frightened to say yes. Because saying yes would mean having to change and grow and be transformed. Well, God did pursue me. I began to change. And as I began to change, life happened. And some experiences were very painful to go through. Tim lost his job after 25 years. And I struggled and battled to do my job, to study, to hold my family together, till I reached a point when I broke. And once you break, there's only one thing to do, and that was to rest and to mend. So forced to rest and forced to be still, in the silence of the stillness, I remembered that God delighted in me and loved me. He had a purpose for me and longed for me to be part of his story. And I remembered that Jesus walked with me. Jesus was supreme. And I began to heal. And God continued to prod, continued to nudge. And I'll be honest, I made a few more excuses. And then I let go and accepted that God was changing me. And yes, it was uncomfortable. And to be honest, at times it still is. My point is that Jesus reigned supreme and still reigns supreme. And I'm not alone. And my friends, we are not alone. In the last year, the church has been forced to do different. Or has it? Maybe it's not different at all. Maybe we're just being called to return to the beginning. I have no doubt that as we move forward out of this pandemic, that things will not be as they were before. And I don't say that to worry you, but to remind us that the Christian church and those of Christian faith were never meant to stand still, because the Christian faith is about relationship. And relationships are designed to be living, breathing, growing organisms in which we see each other transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit into the likeness of Christ. Whether we worship in a building or in a forest or from home on our devices, the word never changes. The word was there from the beginning. In him all things were created in heaven and on earth. In him all things hold together. The message is always the same. Jesus, the Word, the wisdom of God, made flesh, reigns over us and is with us. He is our light, and his life is the life that will never die. As we approach another spring, and as we enter into the season of Lent, take time to watch and listen for those moments when God invites us to delight in his creation, to enjoy with him the world he has made and the people who surround us. Moments when the innocence and joy that was there at the beginning are restored. And be reminded that you are a child of God. And let go. and allow yourself to walk with him in his love and in his light. Let us pray. Creator God, may we know and believe that God was pleased to have all fullness dwell in Jesus, and through Jesus to reconcile himself to all things by making peace through Jesus' blood shed on the cross. We thank you, God, that you have reconciled us to Christ's death to present us holy in your sight, without blemish and free from accusation. May we continue in our faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. May we, like Paul, be a servant of the gospel. May we know that Christ is in us, the love and the light, the hope of glory. Amen.
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 Let me take that.
And so we declare our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father.
God from God, light from light, true God from true God.
Begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures.
He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified.
He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And we sing again of Christ's perfect love for us. O perfect love, O perfect sacrifice.
Only you hold the truth I desire. history. You were condemned, but I go free. What truth do you know that I can rest upon? Your perfect love has covered me. And what can this heart know? Heart tell but of grace that has rescued me. Oh, perfect love, my prayer shall ever be to be found in Jesus. Flung wide for me, where fear of death and tears of hopelessness are swallowed up in victory. And what praise shall be sung still to the Holy One, to the Savior, Redeemer, and oh, perfect love, my song shall ever be. I am found in Jesus. And what praise shall be sung still to the Holy One, to the Savior, Redeemer, and my song shall ever be, I am found in Jesus. Yes, I am found in Jesus.
And so we come to share the peace together, and in a moment we'll be unmuted so that we can do that. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's turn to gallery mode and offer one another a sign of peace.
Peace be with you,
Marjorie.
Peace be with you, Marjorie.
Peace be with you, Andrew.
Peace be with you. And I'm going to.
Sorry, I muted you there, Andrea.
Sessions.
Say that again.
I'm going to hand over to Stephen now, who's going to lead us in our intercessions.
Last Tuesday, the 2nd of February, was the Feast of Candlemas. We remember the presentation of Christ in the temple and the ending of the Christmas season. We start our prayers this morning with a collect for Candlemas. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple to the stone of our flesh. Grant that me presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now pray to the Father for his church and the world and thank him for his goodness. Heavenly Father, we thank for all those who work long hours in our hospitals, care for those suffering from coronavirus. We pray that they will have the strength to carry on. Also be with those who support them, such as the cleaners, porters, and those preparing and serving of meals. We thank you, Lord, that the vaccination program seems to be running to plan. We thank for all those who are working in the vaccination centres to enable this to happen. Guide them, Lord, as they do their verbal work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for all those who work in the emergency services, gritter and snowplow drivers. Keep them safe, Lord, as they work in wintry conditions to rest and care for us all and keep the roads clear for essential travel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Raise you, Lord, people in other countries who are still suffering due to natural disasters, now out of the media spotlight. We thank you, Lord, for aid charities who work to help these people in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray for Her Majesty's Armed Forces who are still serving in Gaza, Iraq, Israel, Syria, Turkey, and other war-torn areas. Strengthen and keep them safe, Lord, as they do their duties. We pray that agreement can be reached in these places to end the fighting so further loss of lives is avoided and the troops can return home. We thank you, Lord, for the nurses and doctors in the field hospitals who work to care for those who have been badly injured. Give them a strength, Lord, to carry on. Also pray that you will bless and support the families, Lord, whilst their loved ones are away serving their country. We thank you, Lord, for the service charities who work to support those who are currently serving or ex-service men and women who are still suffering due to their war injuries and need some help. Bless and God lives our Queen, who is to hold all authority and direct this every nation in a way of justice and peace, that men honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray for Mark, Sally, Andrea, and all others who prepare and leave the services. Bless them all, Lord. Also thank you for the technical skills of Mark, Alan, and Leroy to aid us to continue to worship on Zoom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for the shopkeepers in our village who are always there to provide what we need. Be with them, Lord. We thank for all those in our villages who have helped others during COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, who didn't know where their next meal is coming from and where they're going to lay their head in the warm tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the work of the food bank as it works to support these people who need some help. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We raise at you, Lord, those are waiting for test results of x-rays and scans. Be with them, Lord, and we pray that they will hear soon and planned operations will go ahead. We raise at you, Lord, the family and friend Edna Davis who died this week. Comfort them as they mourn. We now pause to rise up to the Lord, any others on our hearts who need our prayers this morning. Be with them all, Lord, at this time. We thank all those who work caring for others at home without much recognition. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, in whichever version is closest to your hearts. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord God Almighty is our Father.
He loves us and tenderly cares for us.
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Saviour.
He has redeemed us and will defend us to the end.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is among us.
He will lead us in God's holy way. To God,
God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory today and forever.
The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Please do stay with us for breakout groups. Go and make yourselves a cup of coffee and come back in about 5 minutes after the hymn has finished. But our final hymn now, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. I hope you will stay on with us. But for those of you who are not joining us, have a very good week. See you very soon.